Hello, everybody, and welcome to CrossFit Linchpin. If you're brand new, thank you so much. You're going to have an absolute blast. Be sure to get involved in our private Facebook group because the people there are phenomenal, and you'll just simply love it, quite frankly. Don't worry. I hate Facebook, too. It's the only thing I do on Facebook because it's awesome. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, or even if you've been around for a while but haven't done this yet, pause this video, watch the other video attached to today, which is entitled, New to Linchpin? Watch this first. It'll give you all the backstory, all the context that you need to fully understand what I'm going to talk about in this video and every daily video. And without that background information, everything that I'll say won't be as meaningful. You won't get as much out of the Linchpin private track as you should, and I don't want that to happen. So pause this, watch that. Then come on back. Here we go. Monday's training. Picked a heck of a day to start. Great day to start. We've got some farmer's carries. They're 100 meters per round. We've done more, that's for sure. Anybody who's been around for a while is probably laughing right now that 100 meters sounds very charitable on my part. I think we've put in 400 meters before. Even though there was a 1200 meter one time. Anyway, here we go. Three rounds for time. 100 meter dumbbell farmer's carries, pair of 50s for men, pair of 35s for women, 55 double unders, 35 sit-ups, 25 goblet squats, and then 15 calories on the air bike for men, 10 for women. And those goblet squats, you used two dumbbells for the farmer's carry, well now you just need one. You just hold one against your chest for men, you know, a 50, one 35 for women, and you'll have an absolute blast. Calorie conversions for this. So that 15 calories for men, 10 for women makes perfect sense in the Rogue Echo bike, the Assault bike, the Concept 2 rower, or the Concept 2 ski erg. If you're using the Concept 2 bike erg, take the calories, multiply them by 1.4. Schwinn Airdyne, multiply them by 1.5. If you don't have a bike or a rower, see the limited equipment option for running. But this is great. Just enough farmer's carry to make it interesting. You get back, your forearms feel a little funky, shoulders and traps are a little kind of dosed up. Well, great. Now you need those exact same things on the double under with some coordination. So the dubs will be a little trickier than normal. Hop down on the ground, we work the midline a bit. We stand back up with that midline, you know, feeling a bit fatigued now. We get the goblet squat below parallel. Legs are dosed up, we're hyperventilating a little bit. We hop on the air bike. Life's fantastic. We do this three times, we high-five our friends. We live a long, happy, healthy life. That's the goal. We've got videos showing the double under, the ab mat sit-up, and the goblet squat. Super fitness robot time for this. 20 minutes or less. More likely time could be in the neighborhood of 33 minutes. Scaled option. Three rounds still for time. 100 meter dumbbell farmer's carry, but we knocked the loading down. Pair of 35s for men, pair of 25s for women. 55 single unders in place of the dubs, still 35 sit-ups, still 25 goblet squats, and same calories on the air bike, 15 for men, 10 for women. It's basically the loading and the double unders that we're messing with here. We've got a video showing the single under. Limited equipment crew. They've got everything they need, but they just don't have a bike to finish it out with. So for the limited equipment crew, their workout is exactly the same as the prescribed workout of the day, except for when it comes time for the calories in the air bike, they end each round with a 300 meter shuttle run. So mark out 50 meters, go down and back, down and back, down and back. And that gives you your 300 meter shuttle run. No equipment workout. Three rounds for time of a 50 meter bear crawl, 55 jumping jacks, 35 sit-ups, 50 air squats, and a 300 meter shuttle run. That is going to deliver the goods. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. You do not need to do accessory work. If you lived your whole life and never did a single piece of accessory work, you'd be fit, happy, and healthy. So don't feel the social pressure or the Instagram pressure to do accessory work. But if you're ready for it, we got it for you. Accessory work. Here we go. Pistols, aka one-legged squats. 20 to 40 on the left leg, 20 to 40 on the right leg. We've got a video showing that. if you need to hold the upright of a squat or pull-up bars, you know, hold the upright of something to get your balance, you can still work one leg, and even holding something with your arm, develop tremendous unilateral leg strength and get the benefits out of those pistols if you're just not quite there yet, you know, with your flexibility or your balance and things like that. Then we have an either-or piece, so choose one, not both, some midline work. Either windshield wipers, 15 to 40 reps in as few sets as possible, video showing that, or hollow rocks, 30 to 70 reps in as few sets as possible, also with a video. Cool down and stretching for the day, cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the cobra stretch for the abs, wall stretch for the leg, and calves and foam rolling, all of which are accompanied by a video. At the end of the day, this sentence appears at the end of every day's training, and we mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that being said, I will see you back here tomorrow for what we at Lynchpin call a heavy day at a high heart rate.